Case number 10869, it is a matter to establish proper spacing for the development of the Berg Bakken Pool in Williams and Divide counties. Interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Governor, my name is John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter on behalf of Petrol Hunt LLC. We're going to have three witnesses. Don Norquist will be testifying from the room today, and we'll also have Ed Stacy and Steve Bressler will be testifying by telephone from Dallas and Denver, respectively.
Okay, with that, are you ready to proceed?
Give me 2 seconds to get them on the phone.
Sure.
So I guess we have everybody and we're ready to go.
Mr. Norquist, could you raise your right hand? And do you promise that the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
I do.
You may proceed, Mr. Morrison.
Thank you. Don, would you state your name, tell us whether you're employed in what capacity, and give us your business address, please.
Don Norquist, I'm a senior landman with Petrol Hunt. My address is business address P.O. Box 935 Bismarck, North Dakota, 58502.
And Don, have you previously testified before this commission as an expert witness in land matters and had your qualifications accepted?
I have.
And have you also prepared certain exhibits you're going to sponsor today in cases 10869 through 10878, with the exception of 10876?
That's correct.
I'm going to offer the further testimony. This was an expert in each of these cases.
Motion is granted.
Thank you. Don, let's turn then to Exhibit 1A in case 10869. Tell us what you're doing on Exhibit 1A, please.
Yes, the exhibits I'm presenting, the 1A, 1B, and 1C, are wells, drilling units and production units, were wells drilled by Petrol Hunt in the Berg field. 1A shows our Willer Johnson Trust 24B-2-1H well in the northwest corner of Section 24, 160 North, 99 West. And it's composed of four tracks, and I've identified the working interest ownership in each track and then also the unit working interest ownership. BK Oil and Gas is our partner in our development of wells in that field.
Okay, and then 1B?
1B, drilling unit for the Ingvold Mork Trust, 17B-2-1H. Drilled in Section 17 of Township 160 North, Range 99 West. Again, the well was up in the northwest corner. And again, that unit was owned equally by Petrol Hunt and BK Oil and Gas. And then the third well drilled in that field is the Versberg 4B-2-2H. Drilled in Section 4, all of Township 159 North, Range 99 West. Again, the leasehold interest, I've got three tracks identified, Track 1, 2, and 3. Track 3 does include the northeast, northeast, and then also the south half of 4. Again, the ownership is split equally among Petrol Hunt and BK Oil and Gas.
Don, I'm going to ask you to turn ahead for just a minute to Exhibit 2, which the geologic witness will testify as to. But Exhibit 2 shows the outline for the Berg field, and it's a fairly large field. Does Petrol Hunt have a substantial leasehold position throughout the majority of this field area?
Yes, we do. We did a geophysical survey last winter, finished up, and so we had a leasehold interest in most of the tracks in that field. Some of those leases, of course, have expired, but we have a good presence there.
Okay. I guess I don't have any further questions of the land witness in this case.
Any questions for Mr. Norquist and the staff?
Don, is there any plans to change from the 640-acre spacing?
I'm not able to answer that, Bruce. One of these other guys can, probably.
Thank you.
Don, the leases that have expired, are you actively trying to lease them again?
We are not.
Any other questions from Mr. Norquist from the staff? Okay, there appear to be none. We'll move to the next witness, Mr. Stacy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bressler. I gave him out of order. But...
Mr. Bressler?
Ma'am.
Do you promise the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
I do.
Okay, with that, you may proceed, Mr. Morrison.
Thank you, Steve. Would you state your name, tell us whether you're employed and what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
Yes, my name is Steve Bressler. That's B as in boy, R-E-S-S-L-E-R. I'm employed as a senior geologist by Petrohunt LLC. My address is 600 17th Street, 2550 South, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
And Steve, you previously testified before this commission as an expert witness and your qualifications accepted, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
And you prepared geologic exhibits you're going to sponsor in each of these cases today, is that correct?
That is correct.
I'll offer the further testimony as we sound expert.
Motion's granted.
Steve, let's turn to Exhibit 2 and tell us what you've shown on Exhibit 2, please.
Exhibit 2 is a structure map on the top of the Bakken Shale across the Burke Field area, 25-foot contour interval. The wells that are Bakken penetrations have subsea values posted by them. Also noted on the map are the three horizontal wells that we drilled that Don referenced, the Fersberg, the Johnson Trust, and the Mark Trust. And we also drilled the two horizontal wells there in Plummer Field, which abuts the North Isner Field.
What's going on with Exhibit 3?
Okay, Exhibit 3 was generalized kind of growth isopach or Spanish zone. These horizontal wells we drilled in this area all targeted the upper three forks, Spanish zone as it's known. And we mapped the clean gamma ray as a proxy for the effective reservoir thickness, and that's just a map of the clean gamma ray isopach.
Let's go on to Exhibit 4 then.
Yeah, Exhibit 4 is the cross section shown on the other two maps, starting north well, which is actually in the Plummer Field by our Hall well, and down to vertical well adjacent to each of the three horizontal wells we drilled. And again, the zone that we targeted was that Spanish zone regarding the lower shale.
Steve, if you look back at Exhibit 3 for a minute, is it your opinion that the common source of supply that's spaced in this field it basically extends throughout the area that's included within the field outline?
Yes, that zone is contiguous over the whole area.
And does Petrohunt have any immediate plans for future drilling in this area?
Not at the current time, we do not know.
But it's entirely possible that you may in the future, depending upon economics and product or commodity prices, is that correct?
It's possible.
So you're not recommending any changes to the field outline at this point?
Not at this point, no.
I don't have any further questions.
Are there any questions from the staff?
Steve, this is Bruce Junker. Is the lithology of the sandy zone, is it a true sand in that area?
In this area, it's really an alternating sandy dolomite with more shale-rich members. We actually cored on the edge. We'll discuss that we did a pilot in the Johnson Trust. And it's been bedded, the upper part of it has been bedded dolomitic zones with oil saturation embedded with thinner non-oil-bearing shale industries. And then the bottom clean lobe, if you look at the cross-section, tend to be more massive dolomitic oil-bearing member. But there is quartz in it, but it's not a grain quartz sandstone, no.
Is the definition of the stratigraphic limits of the Bakken pool 50 feet above the upper shale and 50 feet below the three forks, is that adequate?
Yes, it is. The as you can see on the cross section, that kind of red correlation line I have marking the base of our, as we define the Sanish, that is on average, you know, about 20 feet or so, 25 feet at most below the lower shale member. So 50 feet is more than enough here.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from staff? Okay, there appear to be no further questions. We'll move to the next witness. Mr. Stacy?
Yes.
Do you promise that the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you may proceed, Mr. Morrison.
Thank you, Ed. Would you state your name, tell us whom you're employed, and what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
My name is Ed Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y. I'm employed by Petron LLC as Reservoir Engineering Manager. Address is 1601 Elm Street, Suite 3400, Dallas, Texas, 75201.
And Ed, you previously testified for this commission as an expert witness and been qualified, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Prepare some engineering exhibits you're going to sponsor in each one of these cases?
Yes.
I'll offer the further testimony to which I'm an expert.
Motion is granted.
Thank you, Ed. Turn to Exhibit 5 and tell us what you're showing on this exhibit, please.
Exhibit 5 is a reservoir data sheet for specifically for the Willard Johnson Trust well, but the values are going to be similar in the other wells. Shows bottom hole temperature, oil gravity, pour point, and gas gravity. We're using a 640-acre spacing unit. The average thickness in here is 14 feet with 8% porosity and 32% water saturation. Using a 1.6 formation volume factor, we're estimating 2.36 million barrels of oil per section originally in place. The initial oil rate on this well was 100 barrels a day, but unfortunately the decline was real steep. Right now we're projecting only 12,000 barrels EUR on this well, so the estimated recovery is less than 1%. And again, this is for the Willard Johnson, but the other three wells are not very dissimilar from this.
Okay, and then cover Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 shows the horizontal well economics for the Willard Johnson well. We had a well cost of $4.9 million. Our operating expenses average approximately $8,000 a month. We have a 17% royalty burden. Running it at a $60 oil price flat, and we have no gas sales in this area. We came up with a negative discounted present value, and we don't expect the well to ever pay out. And again, this is just the Willard Johnson. The other wells in the field have similar economics. So my conclusion is that the wells drilled to date have not been commercial, and we don't anticipate any further drilling at this time.
And Exhibit 7 is your production decline curve, is that correct?
Yes, Exhibit 7, this actually shows four wells. I inadvertently included the Gordon Hall in Section 29. That used to be considered part of the same field, but now it's considered part of Plummer Field. But the blue line shows the monthly water production, and the green line shows the monthly oil production for the four wells.
So this is for all the wells in the Bird Field plus one additional well combined, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And the Bakken wells only. There's one other non-operated well in a different formation.
And then we've attached as Exhibit A copies of the gas, water, and oil analyses. Is that correct?
Correct. Those are from the Willard Johnson, but again, the fluids will be similar on the other wells.
And temporary spacing was established on the basis of one horizontal well for 640 acres. Is it your recommendation that proper spacing be continued on that same basis?
Yes, it is.
And in your opinion, will that protect relative rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary and uneconomic wells?
Yes.
I don't have further questions. We offer the exhibits in this case.
The exhibits are received, and then are there any questions from the staff?
Ed, how were the wells completed? Open hole or stage frack? Or?
We initially were completing wells open hole, and all three of these wells are open hole. The two wells up in Plummer Field, we did run liners and do stage fracks in.
The three in Berg are open hole, you say? Or?
Yes, all the three in Berg are all open hole.
How are the economics on the two that are stage frack compared to the... Compared to the open hole?
Yeah, pretty similar. And we actually had a proposal in-house to run a liner and refrack the Fersberg well because the original frack screened out on it. But when product prices plummeted, that kind of got put on the back burner. So that's still a possibility down the road if product prices will cooperate.
Your production curve shows seems like a high... I guess WOR, water-oil ratio?
Yeah, we're making more water here than most of our, definitely a higher water cut than most of our Bakken wells.
Do you have any, do you know why that is?
Well, we believe we fracked out a zone. We don't believe it's coming from the Bakken, but we're not sure whether we fracked out up or down.
Any water analyses done on, I mean, on those wells indicating anything like lodgepole water or anything?
Well, no, we didn't really have any good analysis in the other formations to compare it to. That could be a science project down the road, is to perforate some of the wells in upper zones and try to find a match. But at this point, we don't know.
Do you have a GOR and a bottom hole pressure for any of the wells?
We had a bottom hole pressure that I think we filed earlier. I can confirm that. All it was a static, and it's been previously filed. As far as GOR, I'd have to check. I don't even know if we're measuring the gas, but it's just small volumes that it's being flared.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the staff? Anything further in this matter, Mr. Morrison?
Nothing further.
That concludes case number 10869.